What's brewing thanks to Four Pines? We're going to get, there's got plenty of these sayings too. We'll get back to those from corporate speak, but it is best practice we marked on here. Yeah. Brian?
I reckon we should all buy in because there's lots of moving parts in this.
Absolutely. There is actually lots of moving parts in this. The Tigers situation. This is just beautiful. Now, Jimmy spoke about this on his show earlier on, where, to paraphrase, Brian, he said that there were some power brokers at the Tigers, and this is what was going around. So this is not confirmed, but this is what we're hearing, that had leaked out a leak that was inaccurate, which was the meeting which was to happen last night, which was never going to happen.
Gotcha.
Just to try and catch out
which
where it would land and who it would land from. So,
okay.
So that board meeting last night apparently was fictitious. That's the rumour.
So it was a ruse.
It was a ruse.
So when did our man, Jimmy Smith, know it was a ruse? Did he know back then and he was part of the ruse? Or he found out later on after the ruse was unveiled?
The road on the way to Rose Hill Racecourse was revealed today, I think.
Yes. James Rose.
On drive.
Yes.
Out at Ruse Hill.
I just find it. So, and I think he said something, there was something similar with Josh Maguire. Was that the case at the Broncos?
That was the Gibb.
Gibbo, was that you, Gibbo?
Yeah, so I think he did a similar sort of thing where the players ended up putting a rat on his locker because they were leaking stuff out, and he went to the journos.
Yes.
So not great for Joshy Maguire.
Oh, and it was false?
Yeah, so they had told him a story.
Yep.
And then it was false. And then so Josh Maguire ended up saying it to a journo. The journo published a story, and then from there the rat was released.
I've heard of ones with friends groups. If you send it out and you could say, don't tell, if you change the font or put a full stop or an exclamation mark, and if you see that come back around, boom. But what was the Vardy one?
Yeah, the English football wags, Colleen Rooney and Rebecca Vardy. So Colleen Rooney was finding that a lot of stuff from her account was getting into the media. She had a private account, and she was only following players, friends, wives of players, and she thought Jamie Vardy's wife, Rebecca, was involved. So what she did, she blocked everyone except for her.
Oh, beautiful.
And started putting out posts, and they were still getting leaked to the media. So there was only one person that could have been doing it, and it was Jamie's wife, Rebecca.
Jamie's Vardy.
So she caught
it. And what happened? Was there...
So they went. There was an actual court case about her being liable, and I think they settled on it or something. That she basically put her hand up eventually.
Just said it was me. I'm the leak.
Yeah. Well, there was too much evidence to suggest that it wasn't like Dave, only one person.
Do you think that's a bit too clever for the West Tigers board to do this?
Oh, I hope they did. I love it.
Do you now think that they've been caught out, so they think, righto, so we'll just backtrack and it was a leak?
Well, maybe, but I was driving along, and when I'd heard the story that it had been pulled, right, I thought the other way, that they pulled it because it had been leaked. So I love, if this has happened, I think it's magical. If you've stumbled on any other ruses, let us know. I'd love to hear it. 1300 01 1170.
I think the concerning thing is that they've come, let's say Jimmy's got this information, like people have actually come out and they're leaking the fact that they've leaked it.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And they're like proud that they've leaked it.
Yeah.
Like that to me is even crazier than the first leak in itself, that you're telling people that you have done this leak and we got them.
I love it.
Like the thing is, right, so we're talking about this, about a coach obviously staying now, as we know, but we've got these qualifying games. We haven't even spoken about it.
I know.
I'm not speaking about We're just more interested in the scandalous Rebecca Vardy's of the world.
That's exactly right. It was like our chat with the general yesterday. Anything on rugby league. But when we came to the situation with McCarley.
McCarley, yeah.
The scandal.
By the way, update.
Oh, yeah.
McCarley texted in about 6:05 last night, and he said he's going to go and take the advice. Oh, I think, I don't know who said it. I think it might have been Stu from Parramatta, to go to the pleasure chest and get an apparatus himself.
Oh, I suppose the extension.
Yes.
Yes.
So that was what, I think it was.
Apparatus?
Yeah, an apparatus for McCulley.
It's been extended, the Dally M Awards. We'll get to that a little bit later on in the show as well. It's in two parts.
Mm.
Many of the awards were honoured last night on Fox Sports as well. And they've got it down to five contenders: Tommy Turbo, Daly Cherry Evans, Cody Walker, Nathan Cleary, James Tedesco. But I will say this before we go to the break. Cameron Munster, he's lashed out. Now, Cameron Munster has gone to social, and I'm going to bring this up here. NRL Roast copied the tweet where I saw it, basically just going to town on the fact that why Justin Olam wasn't included in the top three centres. So here's what he's had to say, Cameron Munster. He says, I'm not usually one for a rant, but pretty disappointed as my phone dies that Justin Olam wasn't nominated. There you go.
Oh, I can't believe it. Where did you see that he hasn't been nominated?
So Travis Mayne, Courier Mail.
Okay, so there's another leak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is just all, this is Civ City.
Downtown Leakyville.
Civ City.
All stations.
He says.
Station.
I'm not usually one for a rant, but pretty disappointed. My P&G brother, Justin Olam, didn't even get nominated for Centre of the Year. He's easily top three centres. Don't come at me. The system needs a change at NRL. If Tom Turbo doesn't win this award, with all respect to Jackie Whiten, Nathan Cleary was the best player in the competition by postcodes last year. Tommy Turbo has been that same dominant force this year. If he doesn't win the award, it's just pack it all up.
As someone who's gone early crow on the Panthers, do you like or dislike the fact that the boys in the Storm are getting fired up about an award show on the Tuesday before the prelim?
Well,
is it motivation or is it not focusing on the job?
I wouldn't want to be Paul Momorowski.
No.
Put it that way.
Nah. When he's got the ball or when he doesn't got the ball.
When he's got the ball, when he doesn't got the ball.
Our man's just whooshka. I've got another one. It's not a corporate speak, but what Cam just said then, Munster, don't at me.
Oh, don't at me.
That's a new one.
Yeah.
Influencers.
Yeah. Don't at me. Well, you know, when people say don't at me, don't write the bloody thing. Otherwise, at your life away. If I post anything, just go the at attack. Just come right at me. Anyway, hey, boys, a popular saying lately is our road map out of here.